grand rising and priming powerful beings. Shout out to you. It's the Holistic Motivator, and today I'm going to be talking about claiming back your health. We are not meant to be sick and dis-ease. We are meant to be at peace. We are meant to be healthy. We are meant to be wealthy. Dis-ease is actually out of alignment with the nature of God. And it's time for us to claim back our health as a collective. No matter what you believe in, we all have the ability to surpass our pain, our suffering, and step into health. In this season, it's all about claiming it back, all right? It's not just wishing it back, but it's claiming it back. It's grabbing back onto it. I'm talking your mental health, your physical health, your spiritual health. You gotta speak it back. You gotta uplift it back. You gotta act your health back. So let's tap into this episode of Ed Talks Daily as I talk about claiming back your health. This is your season. This is your time. Let's get it. Claiming back your health, y'all. Listen, this isn't just a motivational presentation. This is actually more than a motivational presentation. It's actually a podcast. Ed Talks Daily is a podcast on how to grow in all aspects of your life, how to solidify a holistic mindset that will lead to healthy body, healthy relationships, and in-tune spirit while building a stronger connection with the Creator. So if you want to join me on this journey to becoming the best version of ourselves, then you're in the right place. Claiming back your health. Listen, a lot of people right now are suffering. And they're not suffering their disease, they're suffering their habits. All right, first of all, one of the things is I'm gonna tell you your power, but I'm gonna tell you the truth. If you want the truth, comment truth in the chat. I'm not gonna pacify the message, I'm gonna give it to you like it is. If you're ready for it, then stay on with me. If you're not, then you can stay sick. I just told you, right? No pacifying today. All right, so claiming back your health is not just about understanding that there are so many forces formed against you. We're gonna keep it 100% real. Like, the way that society is set up is, let's make you sick so we can make money off of you. All right? So this entire system in the Western world is not meant for your health. So one of the major ways to claim back your health is to claim back the decisions you make, how you make them, and don't be marketed into sickness. A lot of you right now, you're being marketed into sickness. You're being programmed into sickness. And claiming back your health is claiming back what is your perception about what it means to be healthy. What's your perception about what it means to eat and what food is all about. So that means that you got to claim back what you see. You got to claim back the messages that come in your mind, because you are being marketed into illness. Okay, so first of all, we got to understand that you've been marketed into illness. You have also been not just marketed into illness by the media you watch on TV, but you've been marketed into illness by your family members themselves, unless they were marketed into wellness. If you want a pacify message, this message is not for you. Your mama that loves you have programmed you to love the things that's making you sick. Not because she's a bad person, but because she didn't know better. And because she didn't know better, she didn't do better, but she actually loved you and she wanted you to actually eat and eat good. Let me tell you something. Eating good is not eating good all the time. Sometimes eating good means eating bad. Because you might feel like, yo, just because I'm getting a lot of food, I'm eating good. And it's not just because you're getting a lot of food, you're eating good. It's when you're getting the best foods that you're eating good. Now, somebody says, is health, claiming back your health, all about eating? No, claiming back your health is claiming back your mind. Claiming back your health is claiming back your perception about what's possible for you. Claiming back your health is also washing your spirit clean. Health is not one dimension. A lot of people go and say, I'm gonna eat healthy, but they don't have healthy thoughts. They definitely don't have healthy emotions. They have no idea what it means to forgive, yet they wanna be healthy. Some of the things that's keeping you sick is not just what's consuming in your mouth, but it's what's consuming you in your spirit. And what I mean by that is the resentment is actually eating you up inside, right? The sadness is actually eating up. It's like causing your heart to, and your blood to flow, not flow in a certain way. The anger that you feel is raising your blood pressure. The anger in your body is messing up your liver. If you want a pacified message, this message is not for you. If you want to claim back your health, you got to claim back positive emotional states. This is why every single day I tell people you got to rise and you got to prime. Every single day you got to learn how to let go. You got to let the things that's of the past other than you. Listen, some people are taking up mental real estate in your mind, so they taking up real estate in your health. They're making you sick. You're sick of them because actually you're sick of them. I'm telling you, hear me and hear me good. You are sick of them because you are sick of them. They're literally taking up so much space in your mind that you are getting sick of them. About nine people left that one off. I'm telling you, if you want to grow, there are some things that there are some people you got to let go and forgive, not for their sake, but for your own health. And guess what, y'all? The enemy knows that if he keeps you sick, then you just have you're going to be so focused on just feeling good that you're going to be so flesh that you can't focus on spirit things. Look, spiritual things come after physical needs are taken care of. Somebody says, what do I mean by that? I'm telling you, there are some things right now you're not focused on because you're just focused on you're so focused on the flesh. You're like, bro, I would pray, but man, that pain in my back, I can't even sit to pray. Like, you're like, right, I would go do the work of God, but I'm so anxious, I don't even have it in me. Like, we are so sick right now as a collective that it's hard for us to do God's work. So it actually, there is a correlation between you doing God's work and you working on your health. Hear me and hear me good. That vision that you have, it's hard for it to come into fruition if you can't sit in front of the computer and put down that vision on a piece of paper. How many of you I just lost just now? Listen, don't let me, look, if you want a pacified message, this message is not for you. If you want to build a stronger connection to God, listen, we don't just have to pray for healing. We have to work to heal. We don't just pray for it. We gotta change our habits for it. So look, July 4th is coming in. It's coming on. And some of y'all, you about to barbecue yourself back to the disease that you prayed yourself out of. Hear me and hear me good. You about to barbecue yourself into disease you prayed yourself out of. You about to drink yourself into the disease you prayed yourself out of. And if you want to grow, you got to grow out of the habit in order to heal. I'm just keeping it real with y'all. So guess what? The enemy is not the one actually feeding your habits. He planted the seed, but you're doing it with your mouth and your very own hands. You're actually the one, you're implementing the enemy's plan with your lack of changing your habits. And guess what? Let me tell you something. If you want to grow from the attacks that's coming from you, all types of ways, I'm talking about big systems that want to keep you sick, you got to start to say, I'm going to be revolutionary by actually changing the way I decide. You're going to have to market yourself into wellness rather than being marketing yourself into processed food, marketing yourself to the Popeyes, marketing yourself to the fried foods, marketing yourself into everything that's full of sugar and messing you up. And then every single day, the night, you're like, God, I'm so sick. God is like, I'm sick of you.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
There are some people right now, you're actually eating healthy and you're praying and you're like, man, this message is actually not for me. Look, if you know it's not for you, please don't take it personal. If it's not personal to you, don't take it personally. But the person that needs to hear what I'm saying right now is, listen, if God's going to do a change in your life, his hand going to put, you're going to have to take up a leap of faith. When Jesus went, he took mud and he spit on the dirt, put it on the blind man's face. He said, go wash your eyes. When he saw the blind man, he said, pick up your mat and walk. That means that healing does not just occur by praying. It occurs by acting. Faith without works is dead. He asked, do you believe? And now do what you believe. He said, pick up your mat and walk. Do you believe first? He said, do what you believe. It's not that you just believe, but you got to do what you believe. And you got to think how you believe. So that means that tomorrow when you wake up, you're not about to eat some gummy worms because you've been eating it since you was a child. You're about to say, when I was a child, I thought as a child, I acted as a child, but when I became a grown man or woman, I put away all childish things. Those hot chips, that's a childish thing. Let a child enjoy the child thing. Those gummy worms, that's a childish thing. Let a child enjoy the child things. Those Twizzlers, that's a child's play. Let a child enjoy the child thing. You are grown now. Grow up. Some of us, we're not eating because we want to eat those things. We're eating because we've been accustomed to eating those things. We're actually eating our childhood. And some of us, now that we got money and we can afford things we couldn't afford, we're eating things we can't afford to eat from a health perspective. Listen, I was talking to my mom now. She was like, man, I changed from corn oil to olive oil. I'm like, yeah, now get the avocado oil now. And I was like, I'm proud of you, Ma. She was like, yeah. She was like, yeah, people are saying, yeah, it's more expensive. I was like, Ma, listen, if you look at the corn oil, why do you think they will make it so cheap rather than the other oil? Don't you think that there's a correlation between cheap and not good? She was like, absolutely. I know there's a correlation between cheap and not good. Then I told my mom, listen, it's either you pay for it at the supermarket or you pay for it at the hospital bill. I told her that straight up. I said, it's either you go pay for it at the supermarket or you're going to pay the doctor for it. And it's going to be way more expensive from the doctor. And you're not just going to pay for it with money. You're going to pay for it with time. You're going to pay for it with pain. You're going to pay for it with suffering. Hear me and hear me good. You can keep buying all the cheap stuff that you want, but it ain't cheap. Cheap ain't cheap. Look, I'd rather you spend your last dime on some healthy food than you go to the doctor, have them pay to the doctor. I don't care how expensive it is. It's more expensive not to buy it. 100%. If you want a pacified message, this message is not for you. Listen, if we're going to rise up as God's people, we need to be healthy God's people. Listen, let me tell you something. If you want to bring more people to the kingdom of God, first, okay, this is for those of the kingdom, by the way. My message is not, listen, I don't care what you believe in. My heart goes out to everybody. I don't really care what you believe in. You are a spirit, man. You deserve the best in life. I don't care what your faith is. People think I'd be judging them. No, I actually be presenting to you an opportunity. But let me talk to all my believers, all my kingdom builders for a little bit, all the followers of Yeshua. Let me talk to those people right quick. I don't care what your faith is. If you like my gift, I got to bring it back to who has blessed me to it. Because guess what? He's the one who's blessed me with these gifts. So hang with me here. All of you people in the kingdom, if you want to attract people to the kingdom, they got to be attracted to something where they can enjoy here too. You can't just be like, yeah, you about to be in heaven. No, they got to see the kingdom of heaven here on earth. That means that, listen, how healthy you are is going to attract them. They're going to be like, how are you so healthy? I wonder who. Oh, those must really be God's people. They need to know, how are you so wealthy? Those must be God's people. They must be like, man, how you deal so well with one another and love one another and be so much at peace? Those must be God's people. But if you are sick, if you are broke and broken, how are they going to be attracted to the kingdom? We're not being good kingdom ambassadors. I'm being 100%. I'm not here to judge nobody's beliefs. But I'm here to tell you, if you're going to be of the kingdom, the fruits must be bearing. You must be bearing some fruits. And I'm talking fruits of the spirit by eating some fruits in the flesh. Hello, somebody got that one. Fruits must be bearing if you're going to attract people to the kingdom. That's why I was look, what we've been reading is now 2 Peter 1, and those are so much. It says here, we're going to read through some of these verses here. Here's what we're going to say. It says, look, through these he has given us his 2 Peter 1:4. Through these he has given us his very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature, having escaped the corruption of the world caused by evil desires. Look, through these he has given us his great and precious promises, so that through you may participate in the divine nature. Having escaped the corruption of the world. Look, the corruption of the health foods. Listen, if you're fighting for what's keeping you sick, then you're part of the corruption. You're like, yo, it's been prescribed to me. That must be it. Now, you part of that corruption, too. You got to look. Not of the world does not just mean not in the club. Not of the world does not just mean not doing what seems as the common sins. Not of the world means that being in with the divine nature of God. That means that aligning yourself in such a way where you represent the healthy and wellness of the Creator. That means if we are sick, we're not representing God as we should be. We should be ambassadors of light. We literally got to be ambassadors of light. Okay? So now let's go back. Let's go back to my own personal testimony, because Alfonso, I'm going to go ahead and answer that question for you. Right? So God gave us earth for the healing of the nation, not for the mastering of the nations. The reason why we have to stop taking certain herbs is because the herbs have become our masters. Now, I really don't believe that God put cannabis on the earth as a way, as something that says, do not touch this. But the moment that it became your master, it became an issue. The way I feel about marijuana and why I had to stop smoking. And it was up and down road, baby. God had to break some of those chains. And look, he still got to keep breaking them on my behalf. It's because it became my master. A man cannot serve two servants. You cannot serve liquor and God. You cannot serve marijuana and God. You cannot serve tobacco and the Creator. You cannot serve food nor God. The thing about these things is that we never learn how to master them, so we lose our control to be able to use them for the healing of the nation. Now, marijuana itself helps with pain. There's people who probably can use it in the form of capsules, in the form of different things to help alleviate it. But if you wake up morning, you need a blunt. Midday, you need a blunt. Evening, you need a blunt. Now it's a master. Now you gotta let it go. It don't matter what it is. If it become a master, you need to let it go. The herbs are for the healing of the nations, including cannabis. Now, what man has now then created in the lab, God ain't have nothing to do with that one. So somebody be like, crack is for the healing. No, that's for the breaking down of the nations. That's for the dumbing down of the nations. That's for the evil spirits of the nations. So if it's natural, God probably had a use for it. I'm just keeping it real. Like, why would God create all these different strands of it? I mean, the Most High would not create an evil, different thing with all these different strands for all different types of things. Like, God is not... Come on, why would God do that? Think about it. You know how many strands of cannabis there are for different uses? God is not going to do that. So cannabis is not the issue. Your lack of self-control is the issue. Somebody says social media has become a master to many too. Hello. Let's get into that. Come on, y'all giving me the whole message today. Some of you, your health is actually based on what you're, what's mediating your mentality, and you're actually, you're not tapping into God's word. Everybody else's words have become your master. You've actually been indoctrinated by algorithms. So you can't even recognize God's word. Here's what I tell people. Be a fan of no man. Look, only be attracted to my gift and how God is using me and give glory back to God. Do not be a fan of I, for I don't, I'm just a conduit, just a vessel. We should see somebody in their gifting and say, glory to God for using Ed for this purpose and will. Oh, shout out to God for that one. Be a fan of no man. Be a follower of no man. Be a follower of only Christ and the Christ you see in people. Do not follow me. I'm only trying to point you back to God. I'm just a conduit. That's why now social media has made people gods. That's why it says, follow me. No. Jesus says, I am the truth, the way, and the life. Not me, not any of the influencers. The biggest influencer in your life should be the Holy Spirit. What's happening to most of y'all is you're adopting people's ideologies and they're becoming your truth and you calling it, that's my truth. So you've actually been algorithmized into a mindset and then now you think you know, but you don't know. Those who are fools have made themselves wise, becoming more of a fool. So you fight for something you don't really know, but you've heard so many times that you think you know it. Somebody says, how do I know that's not true of you? Because what I know does not, I don't come here doing, saying these things because I know them. I know that I'm ready to be used to share them. And a lot of them roots from the word. That's why I know what I know is true. Most people don't see this as a foundation and a blueprint in the Constitution. So they're going to say, well, this was written by man. Everything was written by man. But was it empowered through the Holy Spirit? That's what it says through. And that's why 2 Peter 1 is one of the major things God been telling me. And we actually, we read this in church yesterday. And that's what God told me, that this is the message of the week. It says, yo, 2 Peter 1. And to knowledge, self-control. Listen what it says. For this very reason, 2 Peter 1 verse 5, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, knowledge, and to knowledge, self-control, and to self-control, perseverance, and to perseverance, godliness, and to godliness, mutual affection. Now, to every knowledge must be self-control and perseverance. What we're doing is we're just getting all types of knowledge, never turning into wisdom because we don't have enough self-control. Y'all can get as much health knowledge as you possibly can. But without self-control, the knowledge can't be applied because your vices get in the way of the application of knowledge. So you never get wise because you have no self-control. A lot of people right now don't need any more pieces of information. They need wholeness so they can apply the information. Like, you really don't need another piece of information. Some of y'all might ask me, what? No, you literally actually just need to do, just to go for it. Yo, my temple is a place where the Most High resides. I'm going to treat it. Listen, back in the days, people had to take their shoes off to walk into certain temples. They had to cover their heads to walk into certain temples. They had to do some stuff in their hearts before walking into the temple. Like, you try to walk in the presence of God every day, and you just ate McDonald's. And you're like, man, I'm going to go to the temple of the Lord. Nah, man, you got to treat your temple a little bit differently here. So going back to the message, claiming back your health, is claiming back your mind, what dominates in your mind. Like, what dominates your spirit and your life? Why? Because we have a work to do. We got to bear fruit in the kingdom. We can't just get the benefits. Like, the gift that God gave you got to bear fruit because there's some people to feed. People are hungry for your gift. Y'all don't like me. You like my gift. Believe it. You don't like me. If you knew me, you probably wouldn't like me that much. When you like my post, you don't like Ed. You just like my gift. You're getting fed by my gift. You're really not getting fed by me. Now, my mom loves me. My dad loves me. My friends love me because they know me. They accept me, not just my gift, but everything else that comes with it. The people who love me really love me because everything that comes with it, they accept everything else. They don't just accept the good stuff, right? They accept everything else, right? That's why they're able to forgive me and be like, they love me because they love all of me, right? That's what really loves me. But you, as for you who don't really know me, you really just love my gift. Let's keep it real. And what I'm letting you know right now is you have a gift inside of you that the world needs, and you got to share that. You are actually being selfish by not claiming back your health. Why? Because if you don't claim back your health, you're not feeding God's sheep. Now, people don't like the idea of being a sheep. Some people don't like it, but they're a sheep to the system. But the moment you say to be God's sheep, they feel like, oh my God, I don't want to be no sheep. But you are sheep to the matrix every single day. You are sheep to algorithms. You are sheep to the government. You are sheep to all of these things. But the moment I mention be God's sheep, we feel so bad about that. Why would we? And we say, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. We don't want to be in lack, but we don't want God to be our shepherd. So don't be offended when I say be God's sheep. You know what Jesus said? He said, if you love me, feed my sheep. He said, if you love me, he asked Peter that 3 times. And Peter's like, bruh, come on, Jesus. On the 3rd time, Peter's like, man, you know I love you, Lord. Why keep asking me that if you love me? I'm offended now. You questioning my love for you? And he's like, yeah, if you really, really love me, feed my sheep. That's what he said. You're nobody's sheep but the Lord. And everybody else here needs to be feeding God's sheep, because while he's away, we got to tend to it. So he actually calls you to be a shepherd to his sheep. Not to your sheep, but his sheep. I am a sheep of the Lamb. Somebody said, that makes no sense. Those who know what I mean by that. Yet I'm still a shepherd of the shepherd's sheep. You're like, what? Now you're confusing me. So that means he called David to be a shepherd, because he said, I need you to walk with my sheep. There's a difference between being a leader and a shepherd. You see, I was called to be a shepherd to God's sheep. That means I'm supposed to walk with you, right? I'm not just supposed to I'm supposed to be in the gutter walking with you. Likewise, he's calling a lot of y'all to walk the walk and live the talk. But the thing is, your lifestyle is not matching what you need to be teaching and helping people with. So he's like, how can you be a shepherd if you're not walking with the sheep? You get what I'm saying? So you got to live in a way where whoever you're helping in your gift, you got to be able to do that. Okay? So, to be a sheep does not take away your autonomy to be a leader. It actually gives you a guidance in where you're growing and where you're going. It just keeps you in alignment with God's plan. Right? The best way to be a great leader is to be a sheep of the Most High. That's how God humbles us to make us great. A leader is yet a sheep. A lion, yet a lamb. A shepherd and a sheep. It's the duality. That's why some of you, the reason why it's hard for you to lead is you're not able to take instruction. So you think you know it all. You think you can't learn from nobody. And that's an issue. God put people in this life to teach you and help guide you. Even the king has counsel. I want you to hear this. The best of the kings in our history, they had other men counsel them, and they were the king of the whole kingdom. They, whatever they said, go. If they said cut off this man's head, that man's head got to be cut off. They're the king. Yet they got a board of counselors. You want to do everything by yourself, you take counsel from no man. The greatest in the kingdom must learn how to take counsel. So you must learn how to take advice that disciplines you as well, not just pacifies you, not just makes you feel good, but says, I need to get my stuff together. So health is a holistic paradigm of you got somewhere to grow, you got a gift, and whatever's getting in the way of that, you have to change it. Throughout this whole journey of, I'm going to get into specific topics of health, but this episode of Ed Talks Daily is to direct you to claim it back. And I want you to write in the chat, I am claiming back my health, not just for my glory, but for the glory of the Lord. I am claiming back my health for the glory of the Lord. I want you to write that one down. I am claiming back my health for the glory of the Lord. I am claiming back my health. Comment this. For the glory of the Lord. I am claiming back my health for the glory of the Lord. Listen, I had a covenant for the glory of the Most High. I had a covenant with God. And I thought I was going crazy at that time. But I thought I had to keep it to myself. But he was like, people can learn from your covenant. So somebody said, what is a covenant? A covenant is a promise. With, and on the other side of promise is you got to do something in that too. That's the covenant. It's an agreement. Okay. So God said, first of all, the promise is I'm going to do great things through you. I was smoking weed in my car. I was sleeping in my car. I was having a blunt. I think I was looking for some roaches because I was so broke at that time. I have no money. I looked for roaches. I made a roach blunt. The peasant of the peasantness. Smoking. I was drinking. I remember hard lemonade. I was sitting in my car, and I remember I heard people going to the party. I was like, they were going to the parties and stuff, and I was like, man, I heard them laughing. I was like, they probably see me in my car laughing at me. So I felt kind of like depressed, and I was like, dang, this. I was on top. I had the Bel Air apartment. I had the house party. I had everything just right in college. Why am I in the lowest point of my life right now? I was literally struggling. I was in pain, a lot of pain. I was like, yo, everybody's living their life but me. Whoa, God, what's going on? Everybody's living their life but me. And I'm smoking and drinking. I'm going through it, yo. I was really going bad. Through it. And God was like, yo. He didn't say it like that. But all of a sudden, something in my mind just like, it was my own voice, but I couldn't stop what was going on. But I had another voice doubting the voice that was saying it. So I was like, damn, I must be going crazy right now. I was like, yo. Did they put something in the blunt or something? I was like, yo, something must happen. But anyways, I just heard it. It was like, look, I have great things to do through you. This is the covenant. But I can't do it through you in this state. So the promise is God got great. And this is not applied to me. It's applied to you. The promise is God got great things to do through you. The thing is, you're blocking it because of your state. And your state have to do with your decision, what you're smoking, what you're drinking, what you're eating, what you're thinking, how you're living. Your state. He said, I can't do it through you in this state. If you want me to do through it, change your state. And he said, put my name in what you do. I never realized how powerful this covenant was. So now I actually teach people to change their state, and I put God's name in what I do. So y'all wonder why I keep talking about Jesus and God? Because God says, the great things I have to do through you can only be done with state change, with helping people change their state, and with you putting my name in what you're doing. So when I was just doing motivation, personal development, and I was like sidetracking God, putting God in the back burner, nothing worked. But with the moment I started giving God the glory, he said, now the platform that you see, here's the platform, do my work. Because I'm going to do these great things through you. So somebody wonders how in the last 2 months you have discovered my Facebook page from 1,000 followers to 250,000 followers.
in 3 months. I tried to do that. I've been doing this like for like years, but in 3 months, all of a sudden, boom, the floodgates are opening. When I gave up weed, alcohol, pornography, this is just my testimony. I'm not trying to be perfect. Your boy will go through it. I'm just like any other guy. All you other guys out here, y'all know what it is. It's simple. We all go through the same story, different details. When I started fasting and praying and mentioning God's name in my messages, boom, the floodgates open. I used to struggle to sell an herb a week. I'd be struggling to ship out the herbs every day. The floodgates don't just open, they just keep opening. I'm like, that's why I told people, like, right now, I told you, look, I'm just focused on my father's business, and he's building my business for me. Like, I don't even focus on business too much no more. I just focus on doing God's work. That's why now I'm asking you, what do you need so I can bless you? Somebody said, like, yo, I commented, I was like, God told me to talk to the people and ask them, like, somebody said, well, you don't need to ask. I'm not asking for your permission. I'm asking, how can I serve you? Somebody like, I'm like, yo, if you don't get out of here with that. I'm literally asking people what you're growing through so I can know how to serve you with what God puts in me. And I'm asking God to give me what I need to serve you because I know I'm not yet fully version of who I need to be to give you what I. So I'm like, God, I need you to refine me so I can bless the people with. It's not really a transaction. It's an investment. Guess what? Reciprocity says I'm only going to get that right back. So I'm focused on God's business and my business is being grown. I used to say, like, yo, I can't talk about Jesus and all this and holistic healing and all this wellness because people are going to think I got to be inclusive. I was like, nah, I got to be exclusive to who has blessed me with the gifts. So the covenant is God. This is not just me. This is you. God got something to do through you. And he got something to give to you. But he can't give it to you. He got to get it through you. And he can't get it through you if you're blocking your conduit and your pipe. So when we clear out our temple, we are clearing the conduit so the Holy Spirit can download everything you need to come through you. All the business ideas, all the speeches and workshops, all the things you need to bless people with, it got to be done through you and through a temple of purity. That's why I'm in a season of purification, right? I'm in a season of washing of my heart, of my soul, of my spirit. All of that got to be cleansed, right? I'm in a season of letting go of past things, overcoming lust of the eyes and the flesh. Right? God is like, yo, Ed, just because you celibate don't mean that you ready to celebrate. He like, bro, you celibate, but make sure your eyes are not being coveted. He's like, yeah, just because you're not watching pornography means that you can't think that in your mind either. And think, oh, yeah, now you're doing good because you're not watching it. But you're watching it in your mind. So now I'm really like, my thing is like lust of the flesh. I'm like, God, wash me so I don't have lust of the flesh, right? Because I'm not trying to be perfect, but I want to be in a perfect alignment so I can just do what God brought me here to do. Because I don't want nobody's blood on my disobedience. I'd rather be washed by the blood. Somebody says, it's not your responsibility, right? I can't be everything to everybody, but I can be who I was called to be. That's all. I'm not saying that I'm going to be a savior. I'm saying that I got to be saved. I got to be clean enough to not get in the way of what God is doing because I can't get in the way of God blessing other people. Which means I'm not trying to go out here and be everything to everybody, but I got to at least be who I was called to be. And I don't want to block somebody else's blessing with my disobedience. That's all I'm trying to say. I don't want to be lustful that God can't reveal what he needs to reveal. I need to be to wake up and prophesy what I need to prophesy because my temple is pure and God can put it in me. He could say, okay, I need to be able to teach and empower without any. It's just different. Right. Ever since I was a personal trainer, I had a covenant with myself. And to this day, I actually still hold it dear. I was like, yo, one of the major things I will never do is I will never break the covenant of having integrity with the people that I serve. And it was like, I'm still like this fine looking young man with a 6-pack abs and everything. But I would have all these clients and some of them would even hit on me. I was like, nah, we ain't doing that. We can't go that. Nah, if I'm your trainer. That's pretty much it. Like, I tell every woman, like, if you want me to ever marry, if you're trying to, like, get with me, don't get coaching from me. Because the moment you coach with me, now we can't break that covenant. Right? So that's why, as a 23-year-old male, I was like, bro, husbands would trust me with their wives. They would go to work. I would go to their house and help people train because of my integrity. Right? So I always kept that. And to this day, I've honored that. Because now I was like, yo, I'm not going to let the flesh lead me. I'm going to let my character lead me. Right? So I am proud of myself for holding my mess, for holding my word. And guess what? I want to continue in being that way. There is some stuff that you want to set for yourself, standards and values, because you know that the gift is more important than your flesh. You hear what I'm saying? You want to know that your gift is more important than your flesh. All right? You want to know that your purpose is more important than what you want. I'm doing something right now that I was told not to tell you about, so I'm not going to tell you about it. I don't even want to do it. Like I'd rather just, I'm like, I don't even want to do it. I'm just like, man, you know what? I'm going to do it because I'm being obedient. But if it was for me, I wouldn't even want to do it. I'm going through a journey right now that is difficult. I'm like, God, why you have, I was trying to be like Jesus the other day. I was like, God, take this cup away from me. I was like, please take this cup away. I was like, okay, but if it's your will, I'll do it. Because it's a season of purity. And we have to make our business ministry too. And because we're living in a time where we want to do that, okay? So I'm going to go ahead and finalize it here. Everything connects to everything. Your health is connected to your vision and your mission. Your health is connected to your clarity. Your health is connected to ideas. Your health is connected to how you... like, everything is connected. All right? So this is why I am choosing to do that. This is why I'm choosing to live in this way. It's not because I don't have fleshly desires, because I'd rather God use me. You get what I'm saying? Okay? I don't get in people's DMs to holler at them. I get in people's DMs to empower them. You feel what I'm saying? It's just different. It's a different energy. It's that king energy. You get what I'm saying? Y'all, a lot of men have little boy energy. You only focus on your flesh. King energy says you focus on kingdom building. That's king energy. We got to walk around with king energy. Kingdom building. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, you know what I'm saying? These are God's sheep. Let me feed them. These are God's people. Let me lead them. Right? That's how you need to move as a male. Right? We can't just move as men trying to feed our flesh. Right? We're not vampires. We're empowerers. All right, so hear me and hear me good. So we got to start walking a little differently as males. Because we got to be leaders for our women and our children. We got to be example setters. Okay, that also means that we got to start encouraging your wife to like, yo, baby, I love you. Let's eat healthy. And if she says she's eating healthy, you can't be like, you can't be tempting her by not changing your, like, sometimes you got to change how you eat just to be a support to your wife. If you didn't want to change, like, you can't be tempting her with meat. She's like, I'm not eating meat. All of a sudden, you're like, nah. Like, you got to cook me some. Nah, you got to start to say, like, okay, there's a reason why. You know what? Let me actually see what I can learn from this. So this is for the guys, too. Like, the women be doing more of the work than we be doing. I'm just going to be real. I need to talk to the fellas. Because one of the things that men don't like to do is y'all don't like to take counsel. We don't like to take counsel. Let me stop saying y'all, because I'm a man, right? But the thing for me is I love counsel. That's the thing, though. So that's why I'm trying to exclude myself from it. I be on that healing tip thing. I be really working through my emotions. So I'm not trying to get myself away from it. I'm saying maturity as a man is to understand when you heal as a man, you're able to show up better for your family. Right, when you take counsel as a man, you're able to show up better. That's how you really grow. I told you, kings have counsel. I just told you, kings have counsel. So a lot of y'all won't even hit me up for some health counsel tip because you want to be on your masculine dominance tip and you suffering in the dark. bro, you got to start showing up. Like, you got to start to take care of your health too. Like, that thing is important. And if you're suffering alone, you got to get together with other guys in that. And guess what? Be around women too. Like, yo, women are the wisest, really wise. But you can't tap into the wisdom, because why? You only focus on their body. Right? You can't really see how much wisdom and the intuition, like, literally, like my moms, and I say my moms because I got two moms, and I love them both a whole lot. I got two moms, right? I got the mom who birthed me and took care of me first half of my life, and I got a second mom that took care of me throughout the second half and up until now, until they both met and is taking care of me now until this day, right? And by taking care, I don't mean financially. I mean from an emotional mothering standpoint, right? When I need counsel about certain things, I got to ask them why, because they got something that I don't always have, right? I be thinking on this what I'm doing type tip, but they be having that little extra, and I be like, oh, that's good. I'm like, that's pretty good right there. I'm gonna take that, put that in there. It makes it better. No matter what you give to the woman, she brings it back to you and give it to you better. I was like, oh, okay. And then when I was a boy, I used to think the woman of the council, let's just go there. We're gonna end it soon. I used to think the council of the women was actually nagging. When I became a man, I realized it's advising. The only reason why I was nagging in my mind is because I didn't want to hear what I needed to hear. But when I became wise, I heard what I needed to hear. And I was like, oh, this is not nagging. This is one thing I love when my mom does, is when she reminds me of what I said. And now I'm getting mad because I'm like, damn, I don't remember what I said. I don't want to remember what I said. I don't want to be in character. But she reminded me of what I said. No, it came out of your mouth. You said that. I didn't say it. I was like, oh, I did say that. Oh, you just reminded me so I can get to it. That is what it is. It's that whatever seed you give to a woman, she's going to make sure that seed blossoms, and she will counsel you when you need it. So I realize that, I be trying to help the fellas, but I'm like, girl, I help men vicariously by helping the woman, because then she can help the... So I was like, oh, you know what? I'm fine with it. I was like, yo, you know what? I'm going to help the women if that's what my responsibility is, because the women then going to help the son, and then the women going to help their husbands and their boy. I'm like, oh, okay, this works. But I was like, bruh, but at the same time, bro, I need y'all fellas to start to join the stuff I be having. I need y'all to get in the healing rooms. I need y'all to kind of like get in there, right? I really do, because we are suffering, okay? So that's part of the health. The mental health of men is dramatically going down. Most men don't talk about it. Most men don't even deal with it. Most men don't get into it, okay? So I started to heal. Somebody commented, man, babies. I feel you on that, Sela. But, you know, recently, you know, it's so much healing that had to be done, right? So when we really deal with the issues we have with our mothers, abandonment and all types of things and feelings of, like, a lot of things start shifting. You start to see things differently. Okay, so now I'm like, you know what? I'm definitely going to be a better... Here's how I look at my relationship with my mom. I was like, yo, my mom is teaching me how to deal with my wife. Just like your dad teaches you how to deal with your husband. Like, I'm like, oh, she's literally teaching me how a wife should be. And I love Haitian moms rather than the so-called modern women that be living. And it's not a culture of Haitian. I'm just Haitian. So I'm saying I love my Haitian mom because of the island, like, nurturing ability that they have. And I really do love it. Like, I'm like, oh, you know what? I'm looking for a Haitian woman. I at least have the qualities of an island. I just love that whole setup, right? I just like it, okay? But I was like, yo, you know what? This is teaching me more stuff about it. So we got to start to grow and heal, because that's why we're treating all the other women around us like they're nothing. But you got to look at them. Oh, that's like every older woman that could be my mom. Every younger woman that's like my sister. So when I talk to women, it's like, oh, that could be my mom. That could be my sister. Right? It's not just, it's not an object. This is my sister. This is my mother. This is my auntie. You feel me? Like, we gotta really grow, like, because when we start thinking of it like that, then, you know, it start to be different. You know what I'm saying? And all of that, all of this goes back to health. So we're gonna end it off here, y'all. But you know, hear this not from me. I promise y'all, please don't hear this from me. Because if you look at my age and you're like, what do you know about all this, bruh? I don't know what I know. I just know that God uses me for this. All right? So I just wanted to share that with y'all, and you received it well. And just know, I'm not judging nobody. Everybody got a stage that they're at for us to grow. And I want us to, it's all healing, okay? And you know what I'm saying? And I want to let you know this. I want to say this to Alfonso, okay? Deserving better is being better. You don't just get what you deserve, you get what you be and what you attract. Your character will demand stuff that your words cannot. There's a specific, look, if you want your wife to follow, you gotta lead in a certain way where she wants to follow. Like, deserving don't just come by deserving, it comes by being deserving. Right? If you want her to look at you as a provider, you gotta be one. If like, you have to become the role, like, that's how you get what I'm saying? Once you do that, she kind of have to align. And if she doesn't align, then that kind of tells you. And guess what? I guess you're going to need to fight for your wife, right? You're going to have to keep growing because, look, the vow is, and I don't know nothing about marriage because I ain't married. So by the way, don't come at me like you ain't married. Like, I don't know nothing about marriage. Let me just say this from my, this is what I be telling y'all. Some stuff I be saying, it don't be coming from my experience. This is just, I'm just being a conduit. I'm just literally being, so I ain't have no kids. I ain't married. Like, so I don't really know. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't take my advice, but at least take it from a character standpoint that whatever your character is, so you really have to focus on your character. So once you do that, then you know, things start to shift. So you just focus on your character. Focus on becoming that man that, you know, everything else aligns. So you do the healing, you do that, you know, you find the peace, you find your connection to God. And guess what? If you keep the word of God in your lips, keep the word of God in your lips. That's the secret. The secret to wisdom is keep the word of God in your lips. Once you do that, great things will happen. Right? You wake up, you be like, yo, one of the things that I do as part of courting now with whoever I'm dating, and it's like, yo, if you can't do devotion with me, that means that we can't be together. Like, literally, if we can't pray and read the Bible, that means you can't be my wife. All right, because we got to be able to make this, right? He says the man is the head of the woman, and God is the head of the man. That's what this says. I don't care about what Kevin Samuel said, you know, or what your favorite podcast episode says, or what your boss lady episode says. But as for the word, hello, let's not get into that. All right, y'all. Y'all have a blessed and wonderful day. So, by the way, y'all didn't just tap into a video. By the way, like and share this. If you're on YouTube, make sure you subscribe, right? We got to do that. If you're listening to it, this is a podcast, okay? This is not just a video. This is a podcast, which means when you go to Apple Podcasts and Spotify, I have over 600 episodes. You heard what I just said? 600. That means your boy put in, see that six on the top? 6 years anniversary, my bad. This way, six anniversary. I've been doing this for over 6 years, about over 600 episodes. Then when you go to edtalksdaily.com, right here, you can actually
subscribe to the podcast, listen to it on the go. But here's what I'm going to ask everybody. If you listen to this, you loved it, make sure you leave a review, right? Leave a review because that's going to help it reach more people, right? So I'm going to try to go and leave a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. You just scroll all the way down, you put the 5-star there, you leave a review. If you're listening, you've been leaving for a long time, I want you to leave a review, right? Like, literally, don't just say thank you. Give thank you. And you're like, bruh, what's the review going to do? That's just going to help it reach more people. And guess what it does? It makes the work that I put in, it makes it more, I don't know what my spirit wants. It's not money, but it's impact. It's like, yo, it's actually reaching the people. It's helping the people it needs the help. I love it, right? That's a gift to me. And eventually that would actually translate to money and help me do what I'm doing eventually. But really what's more important of it is that it's going to help more people, okay? So I need you to go to edtalksdaily.com, subscribe to the podcast, go to Apple Podcasts or Spotify, and I want you to actually leave a review, right? Go and leave a review. You said, but I didn't listen to the podcast yet. You just did, all right? If you just heard my voice right here, you literally just listened to the podcast, okay? So that's what I'm talking about. So make sure you go and do that. Y'all have a wonderful, blessed day. I want to remind y'all this. You have a unlimited power inside of you. You have the unlimited power inside of you to achieve the life and do and have the life you were created to be. To grab onto all the promises of God. But first you got to believe it in order to achieve it. And until that happens, the world will forever miss all your talents, all your gifts, and all the great things that you have to offer. So remember, let your light shine. Don't hide it. Don't dim it. It's the Holistic Motivator. And shout out to everybody. Y'all have a wonderful day.